Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is November the 27th, and our Bible reading portion is from the second book of Corinthians, chapters 7 to 9. Jesus Christ is our ultimate model of tangible love. We read in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9 like this. The words of Apostle Paul, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you, through his poverty, might become rich." The above words is one of the greatest declarative statements made by Apostle Paul in his entire second letter to the church at Corinth. Here, Paul is actually painting a glorious portrait of the most generous person who has walked on the face of this earth, Jesus Christ. How generous was our Lord Jesus Christ? He was so generous that he gave up all that he had for our sakes, that we, through his poverty, might become eternally rich. The theologian Moorhead, in his classic book, Acts to Ephesians, gives us the following description about Jesus. He was rich in possessions, power, homage, fellowship, happiness. He became poor in station, circumstances. In his relations with men, he gave himself. The above verse also addresses the pre-existence of our Lord Jesus before he came into our world. When was Jesus rich? He was rich in a bygone eternity, dwelling with the Father in the courts of heaven. However, he became poor for our sakes, and we can see his poverty during his earthly journey, starting from his birth in Bethlehem, his childhood in Nazareth, and his ministry that ended through Gethsemane at Golgotha. Jesus was born poor and lived as a homeless person, reflected by his own statement recorded in Matthew chapter 8 verse 20. "Foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." So we can safely infer that Jesus Christ is the ultimate model of tangible love ever displayed in this world. What all did Jesus give up to show so great a love for us? 1. Jesus left his eternal Heavenly Father for over 33 and a half years to live among his own people who rejected him ultimately in spite of everything good that he had done for them. We read in John chapter 1 verse 11, "He came to his own and his own did not receive him." In fact, it is recorded in Isaiah chapter 53 verse 3, "He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief." Number 2. Jesus left the angelic host and all the redeemed saints who were worshipping him, glorifying him, and having fellowship with him prior to his incarnation. Number 3. Jesus left his heavenly abode that far exceeded in splendor, majesty, and comfort of the physical environment of his earthly life. Number 4. Jesus left his glorified body that had no limitations to take on a physical body subject to fatigue, aches, pains, and temptations that was revealed through the following statement made by the writer of Hebrews in chapter 4 verse 15. "For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin." And number 5, Jesus gave up his heavenly glory and came to earth to live as a man and to suffer and die on our behalf as a supreme sacrifice for our sins. We read in Romans chapter 5 verse 8, the words of Apostle Paul, "But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." The supreme example of sacrificial love is seen in Jesus hanging on the cross, dying a slow death for us. It is not difficult to comprehend that Jesus gave up everything for us so that we might share his eternal riches. Today, Jesus gives spiritual riches to all who place their trust in him as he offers forgiveness, justification, regeneration, eternal life, and glorification. With his precious blood, Jesus has purchased us from the slavery to sin and made us his dear children. Jesus is our ultimate model of tangible love that we can ever visualize on this earth. Can we emulate his love in our daily life activities? We read again in Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 to 8, where Apostle Paul describes about our Lord Jesus Christ. "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bond servant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross."